Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. It is due to the betrayal of the ancient rulers of the Muslim world that the two monsters of America, the Jewish entity in the Arab lands and the Hindutva India in South Asia, are showing their audacity to violate the sovereignty of the Muslim lands. Hizb Tahrir, Wilaya Bangladesh, today, June 20th, 2025, Friday after Jummah, organized protests and demonstrations in various mosques in Dhaka and Chittagong against the continued genocide in Gaza, including the food blockade and the attack on Iran by the usurper Jewish entity. The summary of the speeches delivered at the rally is given below. Ignoring anger, hatred, and conscience of the world, with the direct support of the United States, the accursed Jewish entity has been carrying out the most brutal genocide in history against Muslims in Gaza for the past 20 months. Homes and hospitals have been demolished. Countless journalists, doctors, and aid workers have been killed. Amid the ongoing siege to create an artificial famine in Gaza, the humanitarian aid, including food, has been deliberately stopped. And in the name of distributing aid, the starving Gazans have been rounded up and shot dead. Protests by Muslims worldwide and calls for the military to liberate the Muslims of Gaza, or the March for Rafah of world human rights organizations, have not been able to sway the criminal Muslim rulers of the Arab countries surrounding the Jewish entity in the slightest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
لهم قلوب لا يفقهون بها ولهم أعين لا يبصرون بها ولهم آذان لا يسمعون بها أولئك كالأنعام بل هم أضل.
They have hearts but they do not understand with them, and eyes but they do not see with them, and ears but they do not hear with them. They are like cattle, nay, they are more astray than that. Surat al-A'raf, ayah 179. The treachery of the ancient rulers of the Muslim world has increased the audacity of the United States, and the Americans are expanding their war against Muslims. They have surely witnessed that warplanes of the usurper, quote-unquote, Israelis, crossed the airspace of the rulers of the Muslim countries, attacked Iran, carried out destruction and killing, and returned safely. None of the rulers of Syria, Iraq, Egypt, Turkey, or the surrounding rulers fired a single bullet against these planes. On the other hand, the treacherous ruler of Jordan shot down the missiles that Iran fired at the usurper, quote-unquote, Israel, in its airspace, acting as a shield for the Jewish entity. They attacked and returned, while the rulers of Muslim countries watched as silent spectators. These rulers forgot, or willfully ignored, the dire consequences of this inaction. The United States has given assignment the accursed Jewish entity in the Arab lands and the Hindutva state of India in Asia against the Muslims, because they know that these Jewish and polytheists are the eternal enemies of the Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
لتجدن أشد الناس عداوة للذين آمنوا اليهود والذين أشركوا.
You will surely find the most intense of people in animosity towards the believers to be the Jews and those who associate others with Allah. Surah Al-Ma'idah, ayah 82. When the Muslim military forces took the lead in defending these weak and corrupt kuffar, and the Muslim Ummah celebrated its victory, then the ancient rulers, with the mediation of the United States, stopped the war and pulled the reins of the military to defeat the Muslim Ummah. How much control and trust does Trump have over these ancient rulers that he can post on his Truth Social platform saying, quote, Iran and Israel should reach an agreement, and they will, just as I forced India and Pakistan to reach an agreement. And he also said, similarly, peace will soon be established between Israel and Iran. Many phone calls and meetings are going on now. End quote. Source Sky News, the 15th of June, 2025. The true face of the agents of the Western colonialists has been exposed to the Muslim Ummah. The Muslim Ummah worldwide is calling on its sincere sons serving in the military to liberate the blessed land of Palestine. including Arakan Kashmir, from illegal occupation, and they are also responding to the call of the Muslim Ummah. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, إِنَّمَا الْإِمَامُ جُنَّةٌ يُقَاتِلُ مِنْ وَرَائِهِ وَيُتَّقَى بِهِ. Indeed, the Imam, Caliph, is a shield, commander, under whom the Muslims fight and defeat themselves. Sahih Muslim. The only Khalifa, Caliph, is the commander of the Muslim Ummah, under whose leadership the Muslim military will cut off the hands of the Kafir colonialist America and the Hindutva India, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
لَن يَضُرُّوكُمْ إِلَّا أَذًى وَإِن يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ يُوَلُّوكُمُ الْأَدْبَارَ ثُمَّ لَا يُنصَرُونَ.
They will not harm you except for some annoyance, and if they fight you, they will show you their backs, i.e. retreat. Then they will not be aided. Surah Ali Imran, ayah 111. Above all, our call to you on the behalf of Hizb ut-Tahrir is to unite in establishing the Khilafah, Caliphate, on the method of prophethood, the mighty state of the Muslim Ummah, and to urge your sons who are serving in the military to give Nusra, power, to Hizb ut-Tahrir in establishing the Khilafah, Caliphate.
في بضع سنين لله الأمر من قبل ومن بعد ويومئذ يفرح المؤمنون بنصر الله ينصر من يشاء وهو العزيز الرحيم.
And that day the believers will rejoice in the victory of Allah. He gives victory to whom He wills, and He is the exalted in might, the most, the merciful. Surah Ar-Rum, ayah 4 to 5. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Bangladesh. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.